The complete north-south leg of Highway 2000 was officially opened on March 23, providing Jamaicans with a world-class thoroughfare connecting the northern and southern sections of the island. With the new highway, motorists can avoid the delays and difficult road conditions typically associated with the usual routes and spend far less time making the journey from Kingston to St. Anne or vice versa. Much is being made of the numerous economic benefits the highway will produce going forward. We explore some of these on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
The opportunities for tourism, for leisure and recreation, for light manufacturing, for agriculture are many. And we will be working in partnership with our friends from China Communication Construction Company and China Harbor to use these opportunities to bring real growth and job creation and prosperity to the people of Jamaica.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The highway is being positioned as a runway for prosperity, catering primarily to private sector business interests who can use it to save time and money when seeking to expand their operations outside of the corporate area. The Prime Minister is adamant that the ongoing interconnectivity and utilization of the highway will determine the level of economic growth it generates. Therefore, going forward, every effort will be made to develop the surrounding environs of the highway itself.
We have to utilize the corridor along the road. We have to give reason for people to use the roads. We have to create incentives. We have to develop the value propositions for investors to come and not just drive on the road, but to build along the road.
Transport and Works Minister Mike Henry says the goal is to work with the private sector to introduce housing solutions, tourist attractions, and more, all with a view towards creating economic opportunities, jobs, and long-term growth.
The original concept of making 5 square kilometers of land available was for the land to be used to enhance traffic along the alignment of the North-South Highway. Development of the areas of hospitality, residential and commercial activities, creating economies of scale, allowing the average Jamaican to benefit from the investment through jobs and supplying goods and services. We are opening up discussions with the developer to reduce the initial rates and hasten the investment along the corridor into productive economic zones, which will facilitate industries, allow products for labeling, repackaging, and housing of varying cost levels to be incorporated on the impressive highway, which starts near the Camanas Economic Zone and ends with a hotel concept in Ocho Rios.
The government is aware of the ongoing concern over the toll rates, which may lead to decreased usage of the highway. Initial negotiations between the government and the highway developer, China Communication Construction Company Limited, yielded a 25% reduction in the toll rates until April 23. Negotiations continue, with a view to arriving at rates which are more acceptable to the public.
We will continue negotiations. It is also important for them to be able to see what is the impact of the reduction of the rates on the traffic on the road. And as we go along and we are able to evaluate the experience, who knows, maybe better decisions will be taken. I encourage Jamaicans to be economic. If you can afford it and there is a benefit, by all means use it. If you can't, we are still working in your interest to make it affordable.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The North-South Highway has also acted as a gateway for China Communication Construction Company Limited into Jamaica's economic landscape, with the company's vice president, Sun Ziyu, pledging additional investments in Jamaica.
We promise that we will increase and accelerate the investment in Jamaica to benefit the country and the people. Long live the friendship of China and Jamaica.
The company also plans to establish a regional headquarters in Jamaica. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.